And I said, sure.
啊，我就跟他一起去到那个王爱坚姐妹的家。
So I went with her to so this cousin's house.
那所以当我第一天去的时候
，So the first day when I went，
那我看到这位姐妹，我在那里面，我不知道该怎么说。
When I saw these sisters, I didn't know what to say to her.
因为姐妹的忧愁呢是完全写在脸上的。
Because these sisters, her sorrow, she showed it on her face.
那我们到她家的时候呢，我们就跟她传福音。
So when I got to her home, I started preaching the gospel to her.
啊，当然我们也跟她的儿子传福音。
And then we preached the gospel to her son.
啊，所以呢，当天晚上呢，感谢赞美主，就是他们愿意呢接受主成为他们个人的救主。
And on that night, both of them accepted Christ as their personal savior.
啊，在那一个晚上呢，他的里面呢，他也愿意把他家中的那个偶像挂的那个符呢，整个都除去。
It is on that night that they were willing to take down the idols that were put on their house.
所以呢，就从那一天开始呢，我发现主在他的身上的恩典呢是源源不断的。
From that day, I could see that God's grace on this family is never ceasing.
弟兄姊妹，不是呢，在历史之间，好像信了主，什么东西呢就迎刃而解。
Brothers and sisters, it is not simultaneously that when you believe in God, that all your troubles will be gone.
好像在我们姐妹身上那个痛苦呢。好像因为信了主也没有立刻的解开。
Just like for our sister, once you believe in the Lord, her sorrow has not been gone right away.
可是感谢赞美主，每一次她来到主面前的时候，她都在那里流泪的祷告。
Thanks to the Lord, every time she comes forward to the Lord, she prayed and cried.
那有时候我们想再去她家的时候，有时候她就会说：“哎呀，我的弟兄不太欢迎你们。”
Sometimes when we want to go visit her again, then she would say that my husband doesn't really welcome you.
啊，你们来的时候，你们的弟兄可能会把我们赶出去。
If you come and visit me, my husband may just kick you out.
啊，我就说没有关系，交给主，所以我们又再去探望他。
I said, you know what? It's okay. Let's God. I will rely on God on this. So we visit her anyway.
所以我们碰到他的弟兄的时候，我们也是愿主祝福他的家庭。
And then when we visit with her husband, then we pray them for the whole family.
所以呢，在这样一个家庭里面，因着一位姐妹，她愿意在那里相信主。
So for this family, it started with this one sister.
啊，因着她在主的面前常常流泪的祷告。
Started with this one sister crying and praying for her family.
渐渐的，我们看到她从一个忧愁的祷告开始，慢慢的她会赞美。
He started with just a prayer of sorrows. Slowly, it becomes a prayer of praise.
我们也看到他的儿子来到教会，他的先生也来到教会聚会。
And slowly, her son starts coming to the church. Her husband starts coming to the church.
所以就在这样一个转变里面，我还记得就是他的弟兄来到教会的时候。
And in this transformation, I remember when her husband came to the church.
每次看到姐妹祷告，就在那里流眼泪。
Every time the husband saw the sister praying, he would start crying.
他就会跟他的姐妹讲：“你不要哭，不要哭。”
And then when the sister is crying, the husband would say, "It's okay, don't cry."
好像呢，哭呢，好像对弟兄来讲，他可能不太明白那个圣灵的那个感动在他的姐妹的身上。
Because at the beginning, the brother didn't understand that the sister is crying because she is touched by the spirit.
所以初的时候，好像也是觉得蛮为难的。我的姐妹竟然坐在我的旁边，结果却一直在哭。
Beginning, the husband would think that, oh, my wife sat next to me and she started crying. What's wrong?
可是当我们跟他解释主的工作的时候
，We started explaining to him how the Holy Spirit.
好像慢慢他也能够接受。
And slowly he accepts that it is okay.
所以在这样的一家里面呢，他的儿子、他的先生、孙女、女儿、房客、朋友，他都把他带到神的面前来。
So that in this family, started with one, now the son, the husband, the neighbors, the cousins, the grandchildren, all now here.
这一代呢，我算了一下，大概有11位呢都信了主。
When I started counting, there is now 11 of them believing God.
这一代呢，我算了一下，大概有15位以上的朋友都来过教会。
And now 15 of the friends have visited the church at least once.
那还有一些还没有信主的呢，这个福音在姐妹的身上一直传。
There are some that still have not believed, but the gospel is still being preached by the sister.
可是我的姐妹看到我的时候，常常跟我讲，就说：“哎呀，我都不会传。”
But then when the sister comes to me, she would always say, "I don't know how to preach the
gospel." 只有一个方法就是带到你这里。
The only thing I could do is just take them to you.
所以呢，你就跟他们传福音。
So you preach the gospel to them.
慢慢的呢，我们姐妹呢又很渴慕。
And slowly and slowly, a sister, she wants to learn something.
那她很想读圣经。
She wants to read the Bible.
可是呢，她又 不识字。
But yet she doesn't know any word.
但因为这样的一个缺陷呢，让她没有办法好好的把圣经读在心里面。
Because of this difficulty, she can't remember the Bible.
那开始的时候，我们陪她读圣经的时候，她就把圣经好像这样模拟一样写书法这样抄下来，诗篇23篇。
Beginning when we explained the Bible to her, she would try to explain it in her own words to herself.
那我记得我上一次讲到的时候就说啊，我们有手机了，我们可以听圣经。
Then last time when I preached the gospel, I explained to you that we have the Bible apps that can read the Bible.
所以上周三我们一起祷告的时候，我就把他的手机设定有圣经的啊朗诵圣经的这个圣经给他。
So I helped her set up this app so that she can now hear the Bible.
那我就发现在我们姐妹的身上她非常的喜乐，因为能够读主的话，能够听到主的话，她里面就喜乐。
弟
兄姊妹，我 就觉得就是说那个救恩到了这个家。那救恩就因着一个人就到了这个家。
This salvation started with one person has now come to the house.
那当然我还想做见证，可是呢，我要进入整个的一个主题。
But I want to give you some more of the testimonies, but let me start today's topic.
哦，这些年呢，有一些的思想其实我也不会传。
In these many years, there are some things that I don't even know how to preach to you.
我也很少带朋友来到教会。
And in fact, I don't bring many friends to this church myself.
可是在我里面我有一个心愿。
But yet in me, I have this hope.
啊，只要有人把朋友带到教会来呢，我就愿意努力的去把福音传。
Whenever someone is willing to bring a friend to this church, I will preach to that person.
有时候传呢很容易。
Sometimes it is easy.
好像呢，福音朋友马上就信主了。
Just like a gospel friend will believe right away.
可是有时候传呢又很困难。
But yet sometimes it's not so easy.
好像不管怎么传，他就是不信。
It's like it doesn't matter what you say, they just don't want to believe.
可是我心里面我也不灰心，反正我就是努力的传。
But yet for me, I don't lose heart. I just do my best.
有时候呢，带来朋友带来的时候，弟兄姊妹会可能会很高兴。
Sometimes when they bring more friends, the brothers and sisters welcome them.
为什么带来的朋友哎一传就信主了？
Oh, this friend, he believes or she believes right away.
可能有时候弟兄姊妹也很失望，为什么朋友带来没有人招呼他，也没有人理会他，就让他又离开了教会。
Sometimes the person who brought forth a friend may be disappointed because the friend never got saved and he left.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的里面，我们对福音朋友还有新来的弟兄姊妹，我们里面一定要有负担。
Brother, sister, I ask that we share a burden for these new coming friends.
可能我们不会没有关系，我们的弟兄、我们的肢体，他们都会。
Maybe it is okay if I don't do it because people around me will do it.
所以呢，我就常常想到我的院长刘富礼牧师。
So I always would think about the principle of the Bible college.
他就有一个理论，就是喂养的理论。
And he has this theory, the theory of feeding.
我也提过很多次，就是我们在传福音的时候，我们不要气馁。
I always reminded us that when we preach the gospel, don't lose heart.
因为呢，你提供他的不过是一个包子而已。
Because what you're providing is just one bun.
可是呢，这个人可能让你喂十个包子的时候，他才会信主。
But then this person, he will only believe in the Lord after he has eaten 10 buns.
所以呢，当你预备一个包子给他吃的时候呢，他吃不吃都没有关系。
So when you feed him this one bun, it's okay if he eats it or not.
可能我传福音的时候，他甚至不吃我给他的这一个包子。
Maybe when I'm trying to feed him this one bun, he refused to eat.
可是弟兄姊妹没有关系，今天我传，明天你传，后天他传。
Brother and sister, it's okay. Today if I try to feed him, then you tomorrow, and then a brother the day after.
当他吃到第十个包子，他觉得里面饱足的时候，他就信了主。
When he has now eaten the 10th bun, then he is satisfied and he will now believe.
可是如果我们只喂到第三个包子，我们就说，哎呀，这个人没得救了。
But yet, if we stop feeding him after the 3rd bun and say he is hopeless,
从此再也没有人给他包子吃的时候，
from then on, if no one else feeds him any other bun,
可能他就永远在那一个饥饿，对于救恩没有饱足的一个情况。
This person would just be stuck on the 3rd bun.
所以早上我们要一起借着主耶稣在地上的工作来认识这个宝贵的救恩。
So this morning, let us learn from what Jesus has done on this world, in salvation.
那我们知道在主耶稣的年代呢，娼妓跟税吏呢就是等于罪人。
You know that in the age of Jesus, prostitutes and tax collectors, they are the sinners.
所以呢，你的职业呢是这两种的时候，在社会上呢就很难被人来接受。
So if your occupation is one of these two, then no one will respect you.
那娼妓呢，可能我们现在我们还能够体会。
prostitutes, I think today we can still understand what it means.
可是税吏呢, 为什么他们会是罪人呢?
But why would a tax collector be a sinner?
难道以一个收税为职业的人也是罪人吗?
How can someone just collect tax be a sinner?
所以呢,
so there is a Bible history in this.
所以呢,当时候呢, 犹太人呢,
so in that time, the Israelites, they are ruled under the Roman Empire.
所以罗马帝国在收税的时候呢，他们必须派一个当地的人，认识当地的人去收税，挨家挨户的去收税。
So the Roman Empire, in order for them to collect the taxes from the Israelites, they will send a local representative to collect the taxes.
所以呢，他们收好税的时候，再一起能够交给政府。
After these local representatives took the taxes from each house, he would then collect it and send it over to the empire.
就是因为这个收税的人呢，就是在所有人当中，他知道哎，这个人今年的收入多少，那个人今年的情况是怎么样，所以他在收税的时候呢，可以啊多多少少的多收一点。
So this tax collector, because he is a local representative, he knows what each person makes, so he can go and ask for whatever amount he wants.
所以很多呢，以这个税吏为他们职业的呢，他们心里面呢有贪婪，有那个谋私的一个情况。
So a lot of these tax collectors, because they know how much they could get, and some more, they become greedy and ask for extra.
所以呢，他们是以压榨自己的同胞。
So in fact, this local representative and Israelites, they would take advantage of his fellow people.
来增加自己的所得。
So that he can be wealthy.
所以呢，在社会中呢，这两种人呢是不能够被接纳的。
So that's why these two occupations they are not accepted by the rest of the society.
所以很多人呢也看不起这一些阶层的人。
A lot of people will shame them.
可是今天我们要借着两段的经文，都是在讨论税吏的这个经文来看。
Today, let's look at two passages that talk about two different tax collectors.
我们就讲到，就是说，若是能看见，就是恩惠。
If you could see it, then it's great.
我们好不好来读荧幕上这一段的经文，路加福音第5章27到28节。
Let us read Luke chapter 5:27-28.
我们一起来读。
Together.
这事以后，耶稣出去，看见一个税吏，名叫利未，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就撇下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣。这里讲到这事以后。 什么事呢？
What are these things?
这个事情呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，他在他的住的地方呢，他医治了那个瘫痪。
He said, after these things, is Jesus has now just healed someone who is crippled.
这个瘫痪呢，是由四个人呢抬到他的面前，所以主就医治了他。因着他们的信心，主就医治了他。
Someone who was paralyzed, but then his four friends took him in a bed and then asked Jesus to heal him.
所以有时候我们传福音的方法呢，是好几个人呢一起把一个福音朋友带到主的面前。
So if you look at it, sometimes when someone needs help, it takes a couple of us taking these persons to Christ.
可是在这里呢，我们也看到。 主耶稣基督呢，他主动的出去来传福音。
And then also, Jesus asked us to go out and actively preach the gospel.
我们的主呢，他也主动去找那些福音有福音需要的对象。
And also, the Lord asked to seek these people that are that responds to His gospel.
所以从这一段的经文呢，我们做一个诠释。
So here, let us take authority.
那就好像我自己的叙述这样，主耶稣讲完的道。
So let us understand it this way. After Jesus has finished preaching,
他在教会呢医治了残障人士之后,
at a church he has just healed someone who was paralyzed.
他出去呢，他看到一个人,
then he walked out and he met this person.
这个人呢，好像是麦当劳的那个店面的经理。
This person is like a manager working at a McDonald's.
因为我们可能看到这个啊，这个人他。 头上戴着麦当劳的标记，有一个帽子在那里。
Because this person wears a beret with a McDonald's sign on it.
啊，其他的人呢都穿着红衣服，只有他穿着黑衣服。
Everyone wears red, but this person wears black.
很容易呢就能够识别，哦，这个是这个店的这个经理来的。
You can tell that hey, this guy.
或是我们说店长。
Must be the manager of the store.
哎，主耶稣出去就是看到这样的一个人，叫做。 税吏利未
and then met Jesus now met this person his name is Levi
那他就坐在那个税官上面
this Levi sitting at his tax office
所以很容易知道他是一个税吏
so it's easy to tell that at the tax office he is the tax collector
所以呢这个人呢他坐在那里的时候
and when this person is just sitting right there
他知道经过他面前的到底是哪些人
He knows who is passing by him in front of his office.
所以张三经过的时候，他知道张三经过了。
So when John passes by, he knows that's John.
因为他每一年呢都要向张三来收税。
Because this tax collector has to collect money from John.
按照张三今年所得的规定呢，政府规定他要缴2000块的税。
According to what John makes this year, he is estimated to pay $2,000 in taxes.
啊，我们说这个税吏利未呢，他知道张三住在圣马利诺。
So then that tax collector Levi, he knows that John lives in San Marino.
偏偏呢，利未也住在圣马利诺。
And Levi lives in San Marino.
好巧不巧，利未跟张三又住在隔壁。
And actually they are neighbors.
所以呢，这个利未知道张三他今年赚了多少钱。
So Levi knows exactly what John makes.
哎呀，这个母牛生下来有几只牛。
How many new calves he has now?
这个小羊生下来有多少只羊？
How many new lambs he has?
啊，他卖出去了多少？张三每天都在帮他算。
How much John has?
不是，利未每天都在帮张三算。
How much John is making each day? Levi knows.
所以呢，政府规定他要缴2000块的税。
So then, from the government tax code, John has to pay $2,000.
张三还没缴税，经过税关的时候。
Before John paid the tax, and then he passed by Levi.
张三就告诉这个利未就告诉张三说：“哎呀，今2015年按照政府的规定，你需要交5000块的税。”
And Levi would now remind John and say, "Hey, you know what? You owe the government $5,000."
张三只能安安静静的把5000块交给他。
And what can John do? John has to.
为什么利未就住在他旁边嘛？
Because Levi lives is his neighbor.
好了，2000块交给政府之后，3000块他自己就可以留下。
So after Levi collected $5,000 from John, he paid $2,000 to the government and he kept.
所以每一个人看到利未的时候，最大都是退避三舍。
So that's why everyone hates Levi.
可是这一天呢，主耶稣看到他呢，却告诉他说：“你来跟从我。”
But this one day when Jesus passed by Levi, Jesus said, "Follow me."
当我们看圣经的时候，三本福音书呢都说。主耶稣看到他的时候就说：“你来跟从我。”
And in the three gospel books, it all said the same thing. When Jesus passed by Levi, Jesus said to him, "Follow me."
三本福音书都说呢，利未或是说马太，他就起来跟从了耶稣。
And in three different books, it would describe that Levi or Matthew, he left all, rose up and followed Christ.
所以当这一个税吏，我们说一个罪人，他听到耶稣呼喊他的时候，他就马上起来跟从了耶稣。
So for this tax collector, this sinner, when Jesus called up on him, he rose and followed him.
可是在路加福音里面的记载呢，就比另外两卷的福音书多一点。
But in the book of Luke, it describes this event a little different.
路加写的是说，他就撇下所有的起来。
The book of Luke, he first describes him as he left all.
他就来跟从耶稣。
Rose up and followed him.
所以当主耶稣基督出去的时候，看到利未。
So when Jesus walked out, saw Levi.
他向利未有一个呼召。
And he called on him.
这个呼召呢，是一个永远的呼召。
And this calling is an eternal call.
是一个一生的呼召。
It's a calling for his lifetime.
因为从那一刻开始呢，我们的弟兄马太他再也不以收税为他的生活。
Because from that moment on, our brother Matthew is now no longer a tax collector.
因为从那一刻开始呢，他的心已经归属于主耶稣基督。
From that moment on, his heart now belongs to Christ.
所以他的心已经要主了，所以他就放下一切去跟从主。
Because now his heart belongs to Christ, he is willing to leave it all.
所以他在跟从主的时候，他一点没有疑惑。
So when he followed Christ, he had no doubt.
所以从那个时候开始，他就为神的国在那里收人。
And from that moment on, he started catching men for God.
他不再收税了。
He doesn't collect taxes anymore.
就好像彼得一样，当主呼召他的时候，他不再打鱼了。
Just like Peter, he no longer now is a fisherman.
主耶稣基督跟他讲说，你要得人如得鱼一样啊。
Jesus says you will now catch men instead.
我们的弟兄马太呢，他现在不再收税了。
And our brother Matthew, he now no longer collect taxes.
他开始为主耶稣，为神的国收人回来了。
Now he collect people for God's nation.
这就是因为救恩在他的身上，他看到那样的一个宝贵。
Because he has seen this salvation, the prize of this salvation.
我不知道那时候马太结婚了没有。
I don't know at that time if Matthew.
当主耶稣基督发出这个呼召的时候，你跟从我来。
When Jesus asked him, "Follow me."
他是不是还要想一想？至少我要跟我太太讨论一下吧。
Shouldn't he at least think about should I talk to my wife about this?
如果今天换作是我的时候，我可能跟主耶稣让我回去跟 B 双讨论讨论。
Today, if Jesus called me like that, I'll probably say, "Let me talk to my wife first."
那不用讨论了。B 双嫁给我的时候，我已经跟他讲了说，你要嫁给传道人，你愿不愿意？
Maybe I don't need to ask after all because my wife knows that she married a minister.
啊，感谢赞美主，她愿意。
Praise the Lord, my wife is willing to marry this minister.
可是我现在有两个孩子了。
But now I have two kids.
主耶稣如果呼召我的时候，我会说，哇，我还有两个孩子，跟从你有没有家庭保险呢？
If Jesus asked me to join him, I would ask, do you come with health insurance?
感谢赞美主，主也提供了。
Thanks for the Lord, he does.
放心了吗？可以跟从我了吗？
Now Jesus says, now are you good? Can you come follow me?
就是有时候主呼召我们的时候，我们有太多太多的问题。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time when Jesus called on you, we have doubts.
当我们说愿意的时候，
and when we finally said yes,
接下来有很多的事。
Then a lot of things will occur.
可是我们看到在这里被视为罪人的马太，
But here we see that Levi, who everyone thought he was a sinner,
没有，他什么都没有问。
He didn't ask one question.
他就跟从了主耶稣。
He rose up and followed him.
所以主耶稣基督看到他。
So Jesus saw Levi.
我们再来看一处的经文。
Then let us read another passage.
那这一段的经文在记载在路加福音十九章第一节到第五节。
This is Luke chapter 19:1-5.
那因为比较长，我念给弟兄姊妹来听。
I'll read it for you.
耶稣进了耶利哥。
Enter and pass through Jericho.
正经过的时候。
Now behold.
有一个人名叫撒该。
There was a man named Zacchaeus.
做税吏长。
Who was a chief tax collector,
是个财主
and he was rich.
他要看看耶稣是怎么样的人
and he sought to see who Jesus was.
只因人多他的身量又矮所以不得看见
but could not because of the crowd for he was a short stature.
就要跑到前头爬上桑树要看耶稣
so he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him.
因为耶稣必从那里经过
for Christ was going to pass that way.
耶稣到了那里抬头一看对他说
and when Jesus came to that place he looked up and saw him.
撒该下来快下来今天我必住在你家所以路加福音十九章这里又记载了一个税吏
so in Luke chapter 19, now it talks about a different tax collector.
所以呢这里说了这个是税吏长
he is the chief tax collector.
不但是税吏长而且还是一个财主
not only he is a tax collector, he was rich.
这个财主呢可能刚刚呢我们说马太他是小税吏
We just talked about Matthew, he is just a regular tax collector.
我们可以说他小罪人
Maybe he's a
因为他税吏就等于罪人嘛我们就说他小罪人
Since tax collector means sinner, maybe he's just a little sinner.
哎呀这位撒该呢说他是税吏长
But yes, this Zacchaeus, he is the chief tax collector.
哇他收税的区域就更大了
So that means that he collects taxes in a bigger region.
啊撒该可能住在比佛利山庄
Maybe Zacchaeus lives in Bethlehem.
可能整个 LA County 都是他管辖的。
Maybe he's the tax collector for the whole LA County.
所以呢，这个财主呢，他在这里说到，他想看看耶稣。
This rich man, he sought to see who Jesus was.
哇，这个大罪人，他想看看耶稣。
These great sinners want to see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，一个税吏想看耶稣的时候，我们想自然的想啊。
So brothers and sisters, when this chief collector, he wants to meet Jesus, let's think about it.
你像我们会想他心里面想什么
Let's think about it. What is he thinking?
哇这个耶稣有那么多人跟着他
Maybe he's thinking that Jesus has so many followers.
哇有那么多人奉献给他
So many people offering to him.
啊让我去看看他到底是何方神圣
Let me see who this person is.
从他身上我可以收多少的税
Maybe from him, I can collect a lot.
他是不是要看耶稣这一点呢
Is he...Does he want to meet Jesus because of that?
圣经没说，我们就不再多做解释。
The Bible doesn't say so. Let's not really just imagine.
可是这里说呢，他要看看耶稣是怎么样的人。
But here it says that he sought to see who Jesus was.
可是，在撒该上，他有一些缺陷在他的身上。
But yet, Zacchaeus, he has some disability.
一个是天生的缺点。
Some disability from birth.
就是他非常的矮。
Is that he was a short man.
所以呢任何人站在他前面的时候他就看不到事情了。
So when a crowd is in front of him, he can't see nothing.
第二个呢就是人为的一个就是说排挤。
And secondly, he is a social outcast.
所以呢当人家看到他的时候因为都很讨厌他所以就故意挤他。
So when people see him, because everyone hates him, they will not make way.
所以常常这一段故事都被画成卡通漫画。
A lot of times, this passage is described in the cartoon.
所以我们看到撒该站在最后面的时候，他有一个缝，想要挤的时候，人两边的人就把他夹住。
It's like Zacchaeus, he wants to go up front through the crowd, but when people see him, they purposely make a wall so he can get through.
所以 一面他有天生的缺点。
So naturally he has a disability.
又有人为的因素。
And also he is a social outcast.
所以他看不到耶稣。
So there was no way he was going to see Jesus.
但是在他里面有没有因为这样的原因他就不想看耶稣了呢？
Yet, did he get discouraged because he cannot see Jesus easily?
撒该真是一个聪明人。
Zacchaeus was a smart man.
他知道耶稣的路径要怎么走。
He already knew the route that Jesus was going to take.
他就远远的找到一棵桑树就往上爬。
So far away, he ran ahead and climbed up onto a sycamore tree to meet Jesus.
所以就在桑树上，他可以看到耶稣要经过那里。
On top of this tree, he now can see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这样的一个人。
Brothers and sisters, for a man like that,
他有缺点让他看不到耶稣。
Someone who has disability that hinders him from meeting Christ.
很多人不让他看到耶稣。
A lot of people try to stop him from seeing Christ.
这些不让他看耶稣的人，是不是我们呢？
Now, the people that are stopping someone to meet Christ, is it you?
我们有没有人因为一些他们天生有缺陷，我们就不让他们信耶稣呢？
Because someone around you, he may have a disability. Are you stopping them?
我们有没有因为一些人很讨厌，我们就不把他带到主的跟前呢？
Is it because someone around you that you hate, you don't bring them to Christ?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
主耶稣没有。
Jesus did not.
主耶稣进了耶利哥的时候
，When Jesus walked into Jericho，
这里有一个人要看他。
There's this person wants to meet him badly.
他想看耶稣，他要看耶稣，他要看见耶稣。
This person is determined to meet Jesus.
可是人为的屏障、天生的缺点都不是问题，他可以看到耶稣。
Even his social status, his natural disability is stopping him. He is determined to meet Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们知道我们的主一面呢，他来找我们。
Today we know that Christ wants to meet us.
可是另外一面呢，我们也可以来找耶稣。
On the other hand, we can come meet him too.
我们可能花了很多的力气，还找不到的时候，再想办法，主耶稣一定会让我们看到。
You see that Zacchaeus, it was hard to meet Christ, but that did not stop him from seeing Christ.
我就想到主耶稣经过的时候，大可不要理会撒该。
And I thought about when Jesus passed by, Jesus could have just ignored him.
啊，那么多人拥挤他。
There are so many people already surrounding Christ.
多一个撒该，少一个撒该，对主耶稣来讲也不是太大的问题。
Zacchaeus, who is someone who everyone hated, why matter?
可是就在这个时刻，主耶稣就抬起头来跟撒该讲。
But yet at this time, Jesus looked up and saw him and said,
啊，快下来，快下来，今天我必住在你家。
He said, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your place.
所以呢，从利未的身上，还有从撒该的身上，我们看到主耶稣基督传福音的榜样。
So we see that from Levi and Zacchaeus, who Jesus preached to.
今天主耶稣基督不断出去传。
An example that Jesus said, he said, Jesus go out and preach.
他也进到罪人的家里面去传福音。
He go inside the house of a sinner to preach.
所以呢，我们知道主耶稣基督任何时刻他都有一个心，就是准备好了要传福音。
We know that whatever time, whatever situations, Christ is ready to preach.
所以我们的弟兄呢，他听到主耶稣的话，他就说急忙的从树上下来。
So Zacchaeus make haste and came down.
那对不起哦，回到马太的身上。啊，在这里呢，路加福音第八章二十八、二十九节说道。
So Luke 5:28-29 says this.
马太撇下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣。
So Matthew left all, rose up and followed him.
利未在自己的家里为耶稣大摆宴席。
Levi gave Christ a great feast in his own house.
有许多的税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。
There were a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with them.
所以我们看到这个小罪人利未。
So we see that this little sinner, Levi.
他一信主之后，他就在自己的家里为耶稣大摆宴席。
After he believed in Christ, the first thing he did was he held a great banquet in his house.
他从服侍地上的罗马帝国的君王开始呢，他开始服侍天上的君王。
From before he was serving the Roman Empire, now he served the heavenly king.
他没有把救恩停在自己的身上，他把他的救恩呢跟他的朋友一起分享。
He did not just hold on to this gospel to himself, but he shares it with his friends.
可能呢，对马太来说呢，他没有什么高尚的朋友。
Maybe for Levi, he does not have friends with high social status.
也有可能呢，因着他的职业的关系，他的父母、他的兄弟姐妹呢，都保持着距离。
Maybe because of his job, his family or his parents abandoned him.
也可能因着他的职业呢，他结不了婚。
Maybe because of his job, he doesn't even have a wife.
因为可能没有同族的女子要嫁给税吏。
Because there's no other tribes in Israel that will marry a Texan.
因为婚后过着被人指指点点的生活也蛮辛苦的，对不对？
After you're married to a tax collector, then now you are shameful.
可是我们看到马太呢，他没有想到这一切，他就是邀请他自己的朋友一起来到家中。
Here it says that Levi invited a great number of other tax collectors.
经文让我们看到这里有许多的税吏。
Here, as a result, a bunch of tax collectors.
还有别人。
And others.
和他们，他们就是指到利未跟主耶稣自己。
Others with them, them is Jesus and Levi.
所以呢，我在这里呢就有一个思想。
So here I have this thought.
对于马太来讲呢，他是白白领受救恩的人。
For Matthew, he received his grace for free.
他一信主了，他为主大摆宴席。
After he had believed in the Lord, he held a banquet.
这个福音呢，也要白白的传出去。
So that he can also preach this gospel freely to the people around him.
所以呢，在主耶稣不在马太的身上，我们也可以学习一个传福音的方法。
So that on the example of Matthew, we can learn from him.
这个方法呢，就是第二个重点说的，在自己的家里为耶稣大摆宴席。
A way to preach the gospel is to hold this banquet in your house.
圣经经文里面告诉我们，不是在饭店为主耶稣大摆宴席。
It is not saying that he is now holding a banquet at a hotel.
因为在饭店呢，各样各式的人都有。
Because when you hold this banquet at a hotel, there are so many different people.
好像特别我们华人呐、
啊。Especially for Chinese.
我们在饭局上面，如果我们不大声说话，不好好的把自己表现出来的话，好像对主人都不太恭敬。
At a restaurant, if you don't speak aloud and speak your mind, it is disrespectful.
好像在那一个环境里面，你不说话呢是不礼貌的。
If you stay quiet through the whole feast, then you're being disrespectful.
所以你在这里不说话，可能别桌的那个说话的声音铺天盖地而来。
So if you don't speak loudly, then you can't hear yourself.
这个时候，你正要向旁边的人传福音的时候，可能那个 waiter 就说：“哎，换盘子，换盘子。”
So if at a hotel, at a restaurant, if you try to preach the gospel to the person next to you, maybe the waiter is trying to change the dishes.
可能你要向这边传福音的时候，可能他又说：“啊，这个菜很好吃，你尽量吃，尽量吃。”
When you try to preach the gospel at a restaurant, it's just too loud, it's hard.
可能你要向这边传的时候，他又说：“啊，我要站起来去换个盘子夹这个菜。”
Try to reach the person next to you, then the person maybe is trying to go up to another table to get some more food.
所以好像呢，在那样一个嘈杂的环境，我们要传福音是实在不太容易的事。
So at this really loud and chaotic environment.
可是这里有一个秘诀呢，我们看到就是马太他在自己的家里为耶稣大摆宴席。
The secret in this passage is that Levi held this banquet at his house.
有许多人被邀请来了。
A lot of people are invited.
他们在家里面呢，就是享受那样的宴席的时候。
They come to his house and enjoy this banquet.
然后我们知道，在饭局的中心人物应该是主耶稣基督的。
We think that the host, the center point of this banquet, is Christ.
所以呢，他们也有一个目的，就是要把这个福音传给他的朋友这些小税吏。
So Matthew, his goal is to preach this gospel to his fellow tax collectors.
所以呢，马太、主耶稣、许多的税吏和别人。
So.Matthew, Jesus, the tax collectors, and others.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要做那个别人哈。
Today, when we are these others,
因为当有一位弟兄或是一位姐妹开放他们的家里要传福音的时候
，when a brother or a sister opened their house and preached the gospel,
那实在是非常不容易的一件事情。
I tell you, it is not an easy thing to do.
可能有弟兄姊妹说说，圣中你觉得开放家庭那么容易啊？
Brother and sister, they will ask me, Brother Stephen, you think that opening up their house is easy?
啊，弟兄姊妹真的不容易。
And I tell you, I confess.
每次我请弟兄姊妹来我们的家，或是我的朋友到我们的家。
Every time when I invite a brother, sister, or friends to come to my house.
我们都要先把那个最自然的一面先给收起来，对不对
？We have to clean up the house.
平常在家里生活惯了。
Because we live naturally.
啊，弟兄姊妹要来，我们就、啊、开始要忙碌。
When we have visitors, we get busy.
在家里传福音真的不容易。
So it's not easy to open up your house.
所以这个时候呢，就需要有别人一起来。
So that's why at that time you need the people to come.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在家传福音的时候，有弟兄姊妹邀请你来的时候，请你不要拒绝。
Brothers and sisters, when a brother or sister is willing to open up their house to you, don't be shy.
啊，不是你喜欢吃这一顿饭。
Not because you want to eat this meal.
只是因为在我们的弟兄，在我们的姐妹的身上，他们呢认识救恩的时候，他们愿意把家里成为他们一个传福音的场所。
It is because because these brothers and sisters, they understand the meaning of salvation, so they're willing to open up their house to you.
所以当有福音朋友在那里想要认识主的时候, 你要记得你的角色是那个别人的角色。
So remember, when they're gospel friends, you are listed as the others.
好像呢, 福音朋友可能全家呢到了这个请客主人的家里的时候,
so when this group of gospel friends are invited to this host house,
传福音传到一半的时候, 他的孩子跑过来了。
In the middle of preaching the gospel, the children would run forth.
弟兄姊妹，我们认为呢，我们做别人的角色的时候，孩子还没跑到的时候，你做一个别人，你就应该把那个孩子怎么样拦下来。
So as the others that are also are in the banquet, you should now help the children to stop them from bothering the gospel.
所以那个福音朋友就可以继续在这个弟兄姐妹的家里面，继续在那里专心的认识主。
So when you stop these running children, that the gospel friends can focus on listening to the gospel.
可能当你看到家主人忙进忙出很忙的时候,
when you see the host or the hostess are being busy running around,
我们在那个宴席里面我们做别人的呢我们就要赶快跟那个家主我来做吧我来做吧你去好好的招待这位福音朋友。
As the others that are now in the banquet, it is now your job to help them out so that they can serve the gospel friends.
所以呢我们被弟兄姊妹邀请去参加那个宴席的时候福音宴席的时候,
so when we are invited to join a gospel meeting,
做别人呢是有一个使命在那里的。
Others, we have responsibilities.
饭菜在你面前是没有错。
Yes, we are all enjoying this banquet.
可是那不是我们的目的。
But yet, the purpose is not just.
那么家主人准备的饭菜不过就是前菜而已。
Because what the host has prepared, the food is just an appetizer.
可是真正的天粮呢，是那个主餐。
The true main course is from heaven.
所以呢，预备了就要拿出来。
So if you're prepared, bring it out.
常常在我们家聚会的时候，等客人散去的时候，地上就看，哎呀。
A lot of times after our meetings at our house, my wife would say, "Oh,
红豆汤放在那个焖烧锅里面没有拿出来。
And red bean soup is heated in the pot, and I forgot to take it out to serve.
那个婴儿的那个什么汤啊，我也不会说婴儿什么汤，放在焖烧锅里面没有拿出来。
And this special soup that I made, I left it in the pot and forgot to serve it.
等客人走了，这最好吃的都我享受。
After everyone is gone, I am the only one to eat it.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们为了福音缘故，我们预备了很多。
Brothers and sisters, for gospel, we give a lot.
可是预备了就要拿出来。
But if you are prepared for it, then bring it out.
当有弟兄有姐妹请你去传福音，请你去做见证，在他们家里传福音做见证的时候。
When a brother or sister asks you to come to their house to give testimony to preach.
当家主人说，哎呀，我今天请了某某弟兄或是某某姐妹来做见证的时候。
When the host says, I invited this brother or that sister to come and give a testimony.
我希望你在那个时候呢，就是恭敬不如从命。
I hope that at that point you will accept it as it is.
你不要说，哎呀，没有了，没有了。
Don't say no, no, no.
哎呀，这不值得一提，不值得一提。
Don't say that it's not worthy to.
就是当我们一起传福音的时候，家主人邀请你做见证的时候，我们盼望我们都为主就大胆的做见证。
Family, someone, brother, sister, ask you to preach the gospel, give testimony, go forth.
因为在那个时候就轮到你了。
Because it is now your turn.
因为主耶稣就是为了你在那里有最好的预备。
Because Jesus is prepared for you to do this.
所以接待耶稣在家里面。
So Jesus is now in his house.
我们也看到撒该也是这样做。
The same as Zacchaeus.
所以呢，他欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。
So Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus to his house.
那旁边看到的人就说：“主啊，你竟然去到罪人的家里面去住宿。”
People said and complained, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors?"
就是我们看到主耶稣不是去吃一顿而已。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus didn't just go there to eat.
主耶稣竟然是住在撒该的家里面。
Jesus went there to live and dwell.
一顿结束可能很容易就离开嘛，哈。
It is easy to just finish a meal and go.
可是住几天可能就又有一点付出，有一点代价。But
it's much harder to actually stay for a few days.
因为这里说到主耶稣到罪人的家里去住宿。It
says Jesus went to their house to live for a few days.
不管住一天也好，住几天也好。
Doesn't matter if it's just one day or a few days.
反正下来呢，大概竟然对主说：“主啊，我把我所有的一半给穷人。”
And then As a result, Zacchaeus says, I will give half of my goods to the poor.
我讹诈了谁就还他四倍。
And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation,
I will give half of my goods to the
poor. Brothers and sisters, after this person is saved, he is willing to give it all.
当主耶稣基督到了他的家里面的时候，大概就有改变。
After Jesus came to Zacchaeus' house, he is now transformed.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在我们家的时候，我们会有改变。
Jesus, when Jesus comes to your house, are you transformed?
主耶稣基督在我们婚姻的生活里面的时候，我们会有改变。
Jesus is in your marriage, then you will change.
主耶稣基督在我们教会的时候，我们教会会有改变。
When Jesus is in this church, then we will change.
因为主耶稣在我们这里的时候，他要跟我们说话。
Because when Jesus is with us, he speaks to us.
当我们听他的话的时候，我们就会有改变。
We hear his words, we change.
当我们照着去行的时候，我们就会有见证。
And when we do as he says, then we are the testimony.
多少的时候，我们说不出来我们的见证。
How often time we can't speak of our testimony.
因为主耶稣基督没有住在我们的家里，没有住在我们个人的生活里面，没有住在我们的教会。
Because Jesus is not in my house, Jesus is not in my work.
所以我们没有一个再更新改变的一个见证，我们说不出来。
That's why we don't have a testimony to give.
可是这里呢，撒开对主说，我把我一半的给穷人。
Here Zacchaeus said to Jesus, I will give half of
my goods. 我讹诈了谁就还他四倍。
If I took anything falsely, I repay them fourfold.
主耶稣基督跟撒开说什么，我不知道。
I don't know what Jesus said to Zacchaeus.
可是我看到撒开的见证呢，他愿意呢。 改变他从前的行为。
But I see that what Zacchaeus responded, he has now changed.
从前他做的，他现在不再做了。
Whatever he did before, he doesn't do it anymore.
主耶稣基督把救恩带给他之后，他里面有一个全新的改变。
After Jesus has brought the gospel to him, he is now changed from
within. 弟兄们，我相信他的职业没有改变。
Brothers and sisters, maybe he's still doing the same job.
应当按照他的现况，可能他还是要做税吏。
Maybe because due to his situation, he is still a tax collector.
可是以前做的税吏是一个大罪人税吏。
But before he was a sinner when he was a tax collector.
可是他继续在他的职业上的时候，他按着主的吩咐来做他的职业的时候，他是一个公义的税吏。
But now when he follows Christ's order and when he does things righteously, he is now the righteous tax collector.
有时候主好像呼召我们放下所有的来跟从他。
Sometimes Jesus asks us to give it all and follow him.
有时候呢，主也没有要改变我们的职业，只是让我们生命有一个全然的改变，来见证他。
Sometimes God doesn't even ask us to change job; He just wants us to change our mindset.
在这里有几个重点，他欢喜接待耶稣的时候，他全心悔改。
So here, a couple of important points. When he received Christ, he is changed.
他向人见证他的改变。
He now gives testimony to the others.
主不但住在他的家中，主永永远远都住在他的心里面。
Not only Jesus stayed in his house for a few days, but now Jesus stayed in his heart forever.
所以当我们觉知那一天，主就住在我们的里面，主就再也不出去。
So when we make a devotion to Lord, the Lord is now in us.
可是在我们的里面，我们要有一个态度。
But in us, we have to have this mindset.
常常我们都让主耶稣说话，
All the time we let Jesus speak,
可是我们都到外面。
Then we, but then we go outside.
我们把我们的主耶稣留在我们的家里， 你就尽量说嘛， 你说吧。
We let Jesus into our house and just let him be there and speak to an empty house.
可是他说话的时候， 我们都在外面留在。
And when he speaks to this empty house, I take off.
对，主再怎么说我们都听不到。
So whatever Jesus says, I can't hear him.
弟兄姊妹，让我们学习把这个福音传出去，就是听主说的。 我们说主的话。
So brothers and sisters, to preach the gospel is to hear what he says and say what he says.
很多时候我们身上会有很多明显的改变。
A lot of times, people can see our transformation.
当人家收到，当那个穷人收到一半退回来的税的时候。
When the poor person received half the tax back from this tax collector.
我相信这些穷人看到撒开的时候说，你怎么了？
And then I will think that these poor people, when they see Zacchaeus, they'll ask him, what happened to you?
生命改变是可以给人看到的。
Because when our lives start changing, people notice.
当别人问你怎么的时候，那个时刻就是我们做见证的时刻。
People ask you, what has changed? That's the time you give your testimony.
所以当你生命改变的时候，可能不认识你了，这个人怎么了？
When your life starts changing, people that don't know you well, they will notice.
所以人家在你生命上面有一个问号的时候，这个时候就是我们做见证的时候。
Start questioning what happened to you, that's when you give your testimony.
弟兄们，恩典是白白得来的。
Brothers and sisters, grace comes freely.
这是我们也应当白白舍去的。
So that, well, that's why we can freely be taken away too.
所以这里有一个悔改，有一个跟从。
So here, there's a repentance. If we repent, then we can receive. Why did Jesus go to the house of the sinner? And Jesus answered very clearly. And on this verse, Jesus said,
无病的人用不着医生,
those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick.
我来本不是招义人,
I have not come to call the righteous,
乃是招罪人悔改,
but sinners to repentance.
所以今天不论是大罪人也好,小罪人也好,在我们身上我们都有一个需要,
so today, don't matter if you're a little sinner or a big sinner,
那我们就是需要主耶稣,
the need of Christ.
他会来找我,
he will come and seek you.
今天呢, 我们又看到另外一面, 耶稣说今天救恩到了这个家,
today Jesus also said that when salvation comes to this home,
因为他是亚伯拉罕的子孙,
because he is the son of Abraham,
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人,
but the son of man has come to seek and save those who are lost.
弟兄姊妹, 主耶稣会来找我们,
brother and sister, Jesus will come find you.
可能今天我们找主的时候, 我们好像觉得, 找不到,
today maybe you feel like you're seeking but you can't find,
想个方法再继续找主,
then try harder,
看看是不是里面有什么黑暗, 把那个黑暗挪掉之后,
look inside of you, is there some darkness you can cast away?
当我们挪掉那个黑暗, 挪掉那个不洁的时候, 主的光就向我们来显,
maybe when you cast away this darkness then you can see the light.
很多时候好像有许多的人让我们信不了耶稣,
and a lot of times we see people around us and that stops us from believing in Christ.
可是呢, 让我们的眼目不要定睛在那些人身上,
but don't set your sight on men.
爬到一个更高之处, 让耶稣能够遇到我们,
climb to a higher point so you get to see Christ.
罪人遇到了耶稣的时候, 要跟从他的时候, 有没有任何损失?
When sinners met Christ and want to follow Christ, do they have to give up anything?
在罪人的身上有一个损失,
there is one thing that they have to get lost.
那就是罪债全脱落,
is that all the burden is now gone.
今天我们悔改, 我们跟从主之后,
so today when we repent and follow Christ,
主让我们的罪债全脱落,
Christ let us get our burden.
在我们里面有一个重新的生命,
he gives us a new life.
在我们里面有一个呼召,
there is this calling.
主耶稣基督在我们的里面有一个特别的寻求,
in Christ he has this seeking.
在我们这个一生能够来跟从他,
he seeks us to follow him.
叫我们这个一世都有改变,
so that our life will change.
所以我们今年呢, 我们教会有这样的一个祷告,
so that's why this year a church has this prayer.
我们祷告, 弟兄姊妹, 我们都可以起来传福音做见证,
we pray that everyone will stand and preach and be the testimony.
教会也有一个祷告, 就是救恩能够从我们的家来出发,
and the prayer is that the salvation will start from each home.
教会还有祷告, 就是我们能够彼此的关怀, 彼此传递爱,
and the prayer is that we can love each other.
在我们的教会里面, 我们希望主能够用他的话来改变我们,
so in our church we pray that his words will change us.
当主说话的时候, 我们是在他的脚前听话的,
when Jesus speaks we are right before him.
救恩到了我的家,
salvation has come to my home.
救恩到了我的家,
salvation has come to my home.
我就想到马太当他遇见主之后,
then I thought about when Matthew first met Christ.
他不是一日两日跟从主,
he didn't just spend one day or two days following Christ.
他是一生跟从主,
he spent his whole life.
他花了15年的时间向他本族本家犹太人传福音,
he spent 15 years of his life preaching to his fellow Israelites.
所以为着犹太人呢, 他把马太福音写下来,
and for the Jews, he wrote the book of Matthew.
可是15年之后, 主又扩大了他的度量,
and then after 15 years, the Lord gave him a bigger group.
开始让他往外地去传福音,
he now go to the foreigners and preach them.
所以马太的足迹呢, 他跨越了欧亚非三洲,
so Matthew, he has gone into Europe, Asia, and Africa.
主耶稣看见马太的时候,
and when Jesus first met Matthew,
实在是看到这一个人, 他可以被主来用,
he saw him as a vessel.
今天主耶稣基督看到我们的时候,
and when Jesus sees you today,
也是看到我们能够被他所用,
he also sees you as his vessel.
让救恩到我们的家,
when salvation has come to your home,
让救恩从我们的家出发,
let this salvation start from your home.
教会传福音做见证, 让许多的人生命可以改变,
the church will preach and be testimony so life can change.
在我们里面不要灰心, 不要冷淡,
so don't lose heart, don't be discouraged.
所以教会今年呢, 我们也愿意在探望的事工上, 我们愿意再往前一步,
so this year the church will be willing to visit families more.
所以有新的朋友在我们中间，有新来的弟兄姊妹在我们中间的时候，
so when they're new friends, when they're new brothers or new sisters,
我们里面有一个盼望，就是我们在星期一的时候，我们就能够去探望他们。
We have this hope that we can visit them after we met them on Sunday. We can visit them.
可是对于有参加教会生活、有读经生活的弟兄姊妹来说，
brothers and sisters that already have a regular time, 我们就想一组一组都有组长带着弟兄姊妹一起去探望。 We want each group, the leaders of the group, will start visiting the members.
所以我们就有一点小小的一个安排。
So that we have this little arrangement.
这个安排呢，不是硬性的规定。
And this arrangement is not a set rule.
我希望我们就是迫切的祷告，祷告要有负担的时候，我们去探望。
I just hope that we will pray together. When you have the burden, you come share it with us.
所以在每个月第一周，可能我们就是探望仁爱组跟良善组的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe each of the first week, we will visit the group of love and the group of
so 所以在第二周的时候，是目标就是喜乐组跟encounter小组的弟兄姊妹。
And the second week, we want to visit someone from the group of joy or the group of encounter.
那按着顺序，和平组、恩慈组，还有良善组、信心组。
Group of peace, the group of kindness, and the group of goodness.
弟兄姊妹，当我们里面对一个弟兄姐妹有负担的时候，我们可能跟我们的组长，我们有一些的交通。So
when you want to share this burden, talk to your group leader.
就希望每一个小组的组长呢，就可以跟弟兄姊妹或是同工负责弟兄一起配搭的去关心我们的弟兄姐妹。
So that the group leaders, along with the members, we can all go visit the other members.
所以我们目标是希望每一个弟兄姊妹都能够动起来。
A goal is to everyone to stand up.
教会成为一个传递爱、传递福音的教会。So
church become a place that passes for love and gospel.
让我们教会成为一个使人得到救恩的这样的一个管道。And
let our church be a beacon so that people can be saved.
弟兄姊妹，让我们为我们教会祷告。So
brothers and sisters, pray for our church.
可能我们看到我们愿意动起来的时候，我们的征战越大。
We still are willing to stand up and operate, we will fight this battle.
可是我们里面不胆怯。
But don't be afraid.
我们知道我们的主要做工在我们的身上，只要我们有一个愿意的心。
We know that the Lord wants to work through us if we are willing.
我们会为着主做在我们教会的身上的工作来感谢和赞美。
We will thank him for the work that he has done through us.
好吧，我们再来唱刚刚的那首诗歌。
Let us sing the song again.
那221首。
Psalm 221.
真的，我们一知道 这么宝贵的救恩在我们身上的时候，我们就大声的来赞美。
Once we realize the salvation that we have received, let us stand up and be rejoiced.